call the March 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Bothart.
Here.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Leon.
Here.
We have a full house. Please rise and join the Pledge of Allegiance. First item on the agenda is approval of the regular meeting minutes of February 20th. Any additions or corrections?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Discussion? All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item C1 is a public hearing on a special use and site plan amendment for UW Credit Union to take out the mobile gas station on 27th and Sycamore. Mr. Martinez, you have a public hearing notice.
Yes. Notices are by giving that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, March 5th, 2020 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by the University of Wisconsin Credit Union, DBA UW Credit Union, for a special use under the Standard Industrial Classification Title 6062, Credit Unions Not Federally Chartered, to allow for construction of a 5,329-square-foot one-story credit union building with an attached drive-through canopy and associated parking, landscaping, lighting, and stormwater management facilities. All existing improvements will be raised, including the existing gas station canopy and pumps, convenience store, and car wash. With current proposed hours of operation, subject to change for the branch lobby from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Drive-through hours of operation from 7:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturdays. Upon property zoned Plan Development District Number 13, Walmart Sam's Wholesale Club, located at 6611 South 27th Street. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and standards of Section 15.3.07.01, General Standards for Special Uses, 15.3.07.03, Detailed Standards for Special Uses in Non-Residential Districts, and 15.9.01.03, Applications for a Special Use Permit of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed special use resolution in draft form is available and opens for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin 53132, during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed draft form resolution is subject to revisions following public hearing and further consideration by the Plan Commission and the City of Franklin Common Council.
So essentially, the special use is for the drive-through in the bank. Is that correct?
Credit union is allowed on the PDD. So but credit union with drive-through requires the special use.
Okay. With that, I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone who wants to offer an opinion on a credit union with a drive-through? Anyone want to offer an opinion on a credit union with a drive-through? Of course. Alderman Willett.
Of course. As the district alderperson, I was asked to bring a couple items forward. I'd like to say I fully support the project. The one question that was brought to my attention was they wanted to know about why it had to be a one-story. And so I think I understand the reason for that, but if you could just mention that on the record about the, I think it's due with the Walmart restrictions or something that might be helpful for people to understand. And I welcome them to the third district. Thank you.
Okay, the one story would be on the site plan. So anyone else wishing to speak on this special use? Seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on the special use. Relative to the special use, is there a motion to recommend approval of a resolution imposing conditions and restrictions for the approval of special use of a credit union upon a property located at 6611 South 27th Street?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Commissioner Morrow.
Just for the record, we had several comments with previous applicants, and looks like someone took all of those considerations into this one, so engineering is perfectly fine with the site.
Wonderful. Sounds like we've got a lot of happiness here. Mr. City Attorney.
only that one of the conditions does require an amendment to the planned development district, which will be coming to the council. We can talk about that in more detail on the next item, which is the site plan, because it has conditions with regard to waivers.
Correct. Yes, the special use requires also a major PDD amendment. The applicant has submitted the application and will be scheduled to a next plan commission meeting.
That's for the next item.
Or at special plan commission meeting.
That's for the next item. Okay. On the special use, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Special use carries.
Just for the record, who moved, who second? I didn't catch that. Sorry.
That was Commissioner Morrow.
I made the motion.
Okay. So we move on to the second half of this, which is the site plan amendment. Alderwoman Wilhelm mentioned why not two stories. The 27th Street design guidelines require that it be or appear as a two-story. This commission looked at the drawings and thought that it was looking like a two-story. Any other issues with the two-storiness?
Just a comment that there is a restriction, the restriction by the Walmart about the height, but the applicant has obtained the approval from Walmart.
This is a business matter, so there is no public hearing. Mr. City Attorney, there are a couple of issues here that need to be addressed. Mr. City Attorney.
Just that within the draft resolution, and that would be conditions number 5 and 6, they speak to 27th Street Design Overlay District requirements for which the applicant is seeking a waiver by the Plan Commission. I understand and confirmed with staff and the applicant that per the requirements under the Unified Development Ordinance, they have requested waivers and submitted the sufficient materials to support a waiver if the Plan Commission so decides. And with regard to moving this project forward, in terms of process, the thought was, since it has to come back for a plan development district amendment, which was realized by staff somewhat later in the process, subject matter does have to come back. That's why these approvals, if the second one is approved, also have conditions for the plan development district amendment. And the thought was, perhaps Plan Commission could have schedule a special meeting and then have the public hearing with regard to the Plan Development District Ordinance Amendment on Monday, April 6, which would occur at 6 p.m. and precede the Common Council meeting. Then the entirety of the what's before the Plan Commission this evening, as well as the Plan Development District Amendment Ordinance, could be decided by the Common Council that evening, and the two waivers on conditions 5 and 6 would be on that agenda. And with it, this is all discussed, and points are made within the materials in the meeting packet. Thought was, okay, are all the Plan Commission members available for a Monday, April 6 special meeting at 6 p.m.? And the code does require, with regard to the 27th Street Overlay District, that any waivers must be approved by 5 votes of all the members on the Plan Commission.
5:30, maybe 6 o'clock.
Just a comment, Jesse. But if we're planning to have these items for the April 7th Common Council.
Sixth.
For Plan Commission.
Sixth.
Special Plan Commission on the 6th, the 6th Common Council meeting. There is no council meeting on the 7th.
Oh,
7th is the election
day.
Night.
Okay. Okay.
So you don't have any comments now. Okay. So 5:30 or 6 o'clock. Plan Commissioners, are you all available? We need you all.
6.
Okay. 5:45?
I'm here.
5:45?
It's tough.
Yeah. Anybody else?
I'll be here.
All right, 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock?
6 o'clock. Okay, so given that, do you want to just table?
No.
Okay. All right. So we're going to take action on everything but 5 and 6.
No. No. 5 and 6 provide the applicant must request and obtain a waiver. It's not granting the waiver. The applicant, I put on the record, has requested and submitted the materials to support the request.
All right. Mr. Martinez, your presentation on the site plan.
Yes. So this is the subject property. The surrounding uses is mostly PDD 13 and PDD 14, mostly commercial uses. And this site is located in the intersection of Sycamore Street and South 27th Street, and is subject to the overlay design standards of the South 27th Street. The site has been previously used as a gas station, the convenience store, and the car wash. And all these structures will be raised to allow for the new building. This is a view of the site plan, so we can see the proposed building and the drive-through facilities. The parking is located mostly in the east and north of the building, and the main entrance will be located east of the building facing South 27th Street. And the applicant is proposing to extend the sidewalk all to the west of the property. This is the landscape plan. The proposed landscaping comply with the UDO standards. And these are the elevations, the view from the South 27th Street and the north elevation. And here we have the view from Sycamore Street and the west elevation. Staff doesn't have any comments about the architectural elevations. Any questions?
Mr. City Attorney.
Does the any of the signage provisions provide for a Badger logo?
Can you go back to the site plan?
Mm-hmm.
The 27th Street plan requires that 50% of the parking be behind the building. Given this layout, they're asking for a waiver because of the drive-through configuration. And I don't recall what the corner entrance requirement was, but it couldn't have been serious. So.
Yeah, the overlay design standards requires a corner entrance in this case. But the applicant is proposing the entrance to be facing the South 27th Street. And they have practical reasons for the interior layout of the building.
But that will take up on the 6th. Any other questions from the commission for staff or the applicant? On behalf of the city, we're excited that you're bringing the project to us. I already had the comment for you about number 2. But thank you very much. Commissions? Mr. City Attorney? You have a proposed motion. Is there a motion to approve a resolution amending a site plan for a property located at 6611 South 27th Street to allow for construction of a credit union building with attached drive through, tax key number 714001-001, provided that the applicant apply for and receive approved waivers for items 5 and 6, and
there'll be a special meeting.
And a PDD amendment at a special meeting on April 6th.
Second.
Discussion of motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. See you on the 6th.
Thank you.
Next item is Ballpark Commons, a site plan amendment for the Sports Village. Mr. Martinez.
Yes, no public hearing required. This is a site plan amendment for the indoor sports facility, S3C2 building. The site plan has been previously approved in 2018, and it was amended in 2019. So the applicant is requesting some changes to the approved site plan. They are requesting to remove all the area that is in the northeast corner, that is mostly lobby some office and retail, and the applicant is proposing to replace the customer entrance located in the northeast corner of the building with an egress-only doors. They are also proposing to detach the trash area to a separate accessory structure, and they are the applicant is removing the batting cages located in the south of the building. So we can see here the approved perspective of the building, 2018 on the bottom, and the proposed. So basically, in the left of the building, the applicant is removing the second floor and will have a higher first level parapet to compensate for the second floor. Okay. So this is the north elevation. We can see here in the 2020 proposed north elevation that they are removing the area that is for customer entrance and display windows, and it will look more like a blank wall facing the parking lot to the north. And the same will be for the east elevation. So staff is recommending approval of the application with 12 conditions, but the applicant is requesting a waiver. The PDD requires that the building, in this case, shall have at least two customer entrances because it's facing parking lots and public streets. So, and the applicant is just proposing one public entrance. So this waiver will require action from the Plan Commission by a majority vote of the members in attendance. And staff is not supporting the waiver, and we have recommending approval with 12 conditions. And the applicant is proposing to remove the last condition, condition number 12.
Mr. Boudet, you want to give us a pitch?
Yeah, good evening. Thanks for considering
this. You can come sit down if you want. Yeah. We're all friends here.
If I need to hit this.
Name and address, please, Chris. Yep.
All right, excellent.
Actually, it's not. Push the there. Yeah, now it is.
Good. Okay. The primary basis.
Chris, name and address, please.
Yes, Chris Boudet with Bolt Holdings, located at 1110 South North. South Old World, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53203. With regards to the building, a lot of the changes that are being requested have to do with the financial viability of the program and our tenants located within the building. When you look at the changes, you know, regularly dimension that the batting cages are being eliminated, you know, that's along the south. Actually, if we can go to the renderings, do you mind flipping over the rendering?
Yes.
So on the bottom of the image, you see a two-story batting cage structure that originally housed seven batting cages. And just when you look at the cost to construct new construction for batting cages, the cost to construct them is not supported by the revenue generated. Even if you had those batting cages occupied, you know, during all business hours, 7 days a week, year-round, they just don't generate enough revenue to justify the construction cost. As well as along the north elevation, the other elements of the building, we had a very large storage facility. We had a retail component, which it was labeled retail in the drawings. There was never any plans to sell any retail merchandise from this facility. I think everyone knows this is a practice facility. So there's really no type of opportunity for a retail or, you know, viability for it. And then there were some offices also housed out there, which when Rock Ventures evaluated the program and how to operate this building, offices weren't required. So in looking at the overall efficiency of the building and to make this viable for them, they came to us and said, you know, what can we do to make the project more cost effective? Bolt brought some solutions forward, and then Rock also engaged SFA, that's a national sports consultant. They develop and help operate this type of facility all throughout the country, and they came back with very similar recommendations to eliminate programs that generate low amounts of revenue, such as the batting cages. Instead of building purpose-built structures for the batting cages, to simply, you know, move those operations to the floor, actually on the turf area. We've got 90,000 square feet where we can very easily perform, you know, batting cages with just some netting structures, which obviously more cost effective than a structure. And then just other things like that to decrease construction cost, bring in additional programs to generate additional revenue, and ultimately help bolster the performa of our tenant, you know, to make this project viable for the long term.